So this afternoon, I'd like to offer you some guided meditation. So we can sit together. For the first day of the retreat, the main obstacles in our meditation would be nibbana. The major nibbana that we all have to deal with usually be agitation, restlessness in the mind, and also sleepiness that could occur sometime. The key dhamma that will be helpful in this practice would be khanti, being patient. Practicing to be at ease with discomfort feeling, to be able to be with unpleasant feeling, develop our skill. Like once Longpo Sumato coined this word, peacefully coexist with. Usually it relates quite a lot with our attitude toward it. When the mind is not peaceful, when the mind is restless, or sometimes we have to deal with sleepiness in our meditation practice, and the first reaction in the mind would be we dislike it. We don't want to be in this situation. We want something better. So this is where we can learn, where we can observe how our mind can create suffering for ourselves by expecting something. This is not here right now. Looking for something better in the future and cannot be satisfied with the present moment. Instead of allow our mind to be in that kind of situation, we can use our thinking mind in a skillful way by reflecting that what we are doing now, we are following the footstep of the Buddha himself. We are following the footstep of the great teacher. The moment that we are breathing in and breathing out with mindfulness, even though we not received the result of it, but we are having what they say, work in progress. We are keep doing it. One thing that we can put into perspective to develop chanta, the interest, the enthusiastic effort in practice. Is to see the value of it in terms of in the Noble Eightfold Path. We are doing the right effort. Even though that we still not received the result of our meditation practice, which we imagine it to be peaceful, calm, or some kinds of blissful. But what we are doing now, we are applying right effort into practice. Because when we are meditating, we keep observing our own mind. And when we observe our own mind, we see that whether there is wholesome or unwholesome state of mind arise. For this, there are four main areas of the right effort that we can apply. For the unwholesome state of mind, we observe and learn prevent it. If it's not arise yet, we prevent it, stopped it to arise in our mind. And for those unwholesome set of mind that already arisen in our mind, we put our effort into let go of it, abandon it. Another two areas of the wholesome set of mind, what we can do is that we try to create the wholesome state of mind that we still not having it right now. And if we observe that there's some wholesome state of mind arise in the mind, what we can put our effort into doing in this case is to nurture it, to develop it, and to keep it growing. So seeing from this perspective, when we are breathing in, breathing out, try to apply our mindfulness into our practice, we are working on these kinds of right effort, which is one of the Noble Eightfold Path. And this is a path that lead to liberation. So bring this in mind, so we not focus too much on the outcome or the result of the practice, but pay more attention to the process or the moment that we are practicing right now, knowing that we are following the footpath of the Buddha. In our meditation, we can use our thinking mind in a skillful way to create chanta, the interest to sustain our enthusiastic effort in our practice. And when we are discouraged with something that happened in our meditation, whether it be restlessness, all kinds of thoughts and feelings, negative thought, negative feeling that could arise, we try to be skillful, to focus on something that can bring awaken zeal, awaken chanta in the mind. We can focus on our practice. If we can see the true value of the practice, patience will come by itself. without having the feeling that we have to bear with something. But we focus on the value of it. How this practice, mindfulness practice, with our breath, sustain our interest, our mindfulness, with the present moment. How this practice can bring us understanding about life. How this practice will be able to help us to understand the true nature of this mind, our own mind, and the untrained mind tend to create suffering for itself. Once we understand it, once we understand the nature of this mind, we understand how it works. With this understanding, the deep understanding of this, we are able to stop it from creating suffering unnecessarily. So with this in mind, you can deal with what's happening in your meditation practice in the present moment and try to be skillful. Try to change your focus from the unwholesome state of mind and gradually, gently bring it into the wholesome state of mind. And the wholesome state of mind can start with wholesome attitude. Developed the right attitude toward it. Little by little. One breath at a time. One breath at a time.